Dr. Habiter, do you see any post note on Mamie Sapp? Mamie, M-A-M-I-E, Sapp, S-A-P-P. Birthday 11/4/13, dictation 12/28/23. Patient presents with congestion, history of congestion for the past 2 days. And also in the review of symptoms, patient mother describes sores on both arms. For the past few months, has been seen by her pediatrician a few different times, given Bactrin off and on, Nupirocin off and on, and also Lotrimin without clearing of lesions, states they're paritic, without drainage. Past history and non-contributory social and family history, negative. Physical examination, general appearance, no acute distress, so hair on serious nose and throat, slight gonorrhea, tympanic membranes cleared, pharynx cleared, neck no adenopathy, lungs cleared, ulcerative percussion, heart rate without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen assault, pedagogy, mainly tinnitus, extremities and neuropsychiatric within a month of skin. Slightly raised rash, right upper arm, measuring seven centimeters in width with scaly eruption, with erythema, without evidence of cellulitis or bacterial infection. Correction, without evidence of cellulitis. Stop it at that point. Also on the left upper arm, there's scattered, slightly crusted lesions, multiple, while measuring from 5 to 10 millimeters without purulence or drainage. Impression. Dermatitis, right upper arm. Unclear etiology. Multiple maculopapular lesions in the left upper arm compatible with impetigo. Patient given prescription for Pearson to use on left arm, and also given prescription for Lotrimin to use on right lesion, right arm, with to use betadine soaks on left arm. Patient and with cultures obtained from both sites, advised to follow up 1 week. Patient's mother states they're going out of town in a few days to be gone for about 5 days. We'll follow up when they return. Advised to call next week for results of culture, see if it would change current treatment and follow-up condition. Thank you, Dr. Halberger.